I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. From last week's episode of The Rough Draft Diaries with the LGBTQ plus spectrum of Finley, we're headed just down the road, about a 5 minutes drive, to talk to Jerome.
My name is Jerome Gray, and I am currently the interim executive director at the Black Heritage Library and Multicultural Center, located at 817 Harmon Street in Finley, Ohio.
Jerome describes the space as a lending library and teaching museum, with a mission to promote the awareness, appreciation, and understanding that diversity and culture brings to human interaction. The center first opened in 1982, created by Nina Parker and her mother, Stella.
As an African-American or Black, Nina had to make the decision of whether to stay in Finley to have children or to move to some place more culturally accepting to raise her children. And ultimately, that's a decision we all have to make as Black people. Ultimately, she decided to stay, and in staying, she used her experience that she had been through in school to understand what children needed to understand. And it was, they needed, that Black children needed to be made aware of what their people had contributed to history. So that was the purpose of the library. It started out with one book, Great Negroes Past and Present, and it's grown to where we have art and artifacts from over 50 countries from around the world, and 5,000 volumes of books, tapes, and DVDs.
The center's major programs include cultural celebrations such as Black History Month, a Dr. Martin Luther King program and Unity Walk, Juneteenth celebration of freedom, multicultural summer camp, Cinco de Mayo celebrations, Native American powwows. They offer tours, reenactments of Black Americans of Achievement and the Underground Railroad, and of course an educational center for schools and church groups. All of these programs look to connect the community, to build bridges and understanding between each neighbor and Finley, Ohio.
Life is the stuff of story and experiences. And, you know, each person has a historical story. And we started teaching in February that's described as one's historical self. It's unique, you know, to each individual. You can find trends and common experiences. But, you know, that uniqueness, that's the story of, as Dr. King would like to say, human personality. Being intentional in our efforts to interact, and this goes back to what Nina was dealing with in 82. We have to become more intentional in our efforts to interact and conversely come to a more positive understanding of those who whom we differ in many and not so many ways. And that's back to what I said, that human self, trying to get people to be more intentional in dealing with each other. That has proven to be a huge challenge in the times that we live in now.
To give a picture of the life Finley citizens live in now, 85% are white, 5% Hispanic, 2% Black, 2% Asian, less than 1% Native, with the rest identifying as other. Only 35% finish high school, with 20% finishing college, and 77% of the population was born and have chosen to stay in Finley. These numbers are important to note to give an accurate picture of a close community, but one that may not easily be exposed to a new way of life, a new perspective.
Yeah, it's tougher to get people to look outward a little bit more than inward and be mindful of what our actions do to others. You know, it's an ongoing challenge to keep intentionality front and foremost in dealing with others. And that's what we're striving to do now. Dr. King, you know, everyone talks about his I Have a Dream speech, but his letter from the Birmingham jail, which was written in 1963 during the Birmingham campaign, serves a very good point in that it talks about the beloved community. The ultimate goal of the beloved community is love and justice, grounded in reconciliation, friendship, and human dignity. But we're working, and we continue to work here in Findlay with Tuesday discussions once a month on how we move Findlay in the direction of becoming and exemplifying a beloved community.
Jerome believes Findlay will get there, although the journey ahead is a marathon and not a sprint.
Because once you start to have experiences with diverse others, it gets a lot harder to be in an adverse relationship with them. Because you'll start to develop the fact that it's not us versus them, but maybe it's us working together. And in doing that, you start to celebrate difference and not think that there aren't differences. But that's a critical step.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.